The indie farming hit Stardew Valley, where stylish pixel graphics will hook you as you build your perfect farm, is just one of the excellent titles available to play now on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomew.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
We smash into the week with a massive Donkey Kong bonanza first look. Nexus Mods owner sells out, citing personal toll of running site. And Moshi Monsters is back, but not without some crowdfunding drama. Here is the news for Sunday, 22nd of June. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
This week, we got a closer look at the Donkey Kong Bonanza game, and it looks pretty fun. In this game, DK gets sent deep underground thanks to a tempest where he meets a younger version of Pauline. She's trying to get back home, and he's trying to get back to the surface of Ingot Isle. So together, they team up and go further underground to the core where they can have their wish granted. Every level down they go, the world and scenery changes from beaches to forests, you know, classic mining environments, I guess. I'm from Western Australia, so I can guarantee this is true. I've seen it. The game is giving massive Mario Odyssey, where you can explore almost everything. You can punch your way through mountains and dig downwards, get heaps of power-ups, lots of destructible terrain and opportunities to play with systems here, smashing your way through with giant boulders.
These power-ups come from the giant elders, and you go around learning their bonanza powers. And then with Pauline singing, Donkey Kong can transform into forms such as the zebra bonanza and ostrich bonanza. There's also a skill tree of sorts, so you can collect skill points and then use them to either upgrade your health or each of the different abilities you unlock along the way. I honestly never thought we would see a sort of skill tree in Donkey Kong, but here we are. They've put a lot into this game, including challenges, side-scrolling stages, mine-carting, and so much more. Plus Diddy Kong, Cranky Kong, Dixie Kong, and Rambi will appear at some point in the game. I wasn't planning on buying a Switch 2 just yet, but this game does look really great, so I am very much now tempted. That's out on July 17.
I'm with you on that. I was putting off the Switch 2 for as long as I could, and then this came out, and I was like, oh, great, okay, well, I guess July 17 it is then.
Nexus Mods, the site that hosts thousands of mods for games like Skyrim and Elden Ring, has just been sold after 24 years. Created by Robin Dark One Scott in 2001, it evolved to become the largest user-made mod site on the internet. Although over those years, the site has been caught up in many gaming culture wars, have had to block political mods, and have even been caught up in its own controversies around deleting mods and rules around hateful content. Scott posted on the site this week that selling Nexus Mods was something he'd been thinking about for some time, but he didn't want to make that decision until he found the right owners.
He said that for the last two decades, he's essentially been on call, fixing issues, reading feedback, pushing updates, or getting involved with the community drama. He said the journey had been rewarding, but the strain of being responsible had taken its toll, and the stress had caused some health issues, so it's time to bring new leadership in to keep it going. Scott said while he won't be running it, he'll still advise on the overall direction of the site. There are a few concerns, however, as the new owners are a company called Chosen that focuses on profit and scaling businesses, which, as we all know, leads to shitification of everything. They are knocking away concerns at the moment, but I guess time will tell. Now, here's a throwback. A fan-funded Kickstarter has launched to return smash hit Moshi Monsters to our computers in time for the 20th anniversary of the original Flash game launching. Developers Mind Candy said, "We're excited to bring back the iconic game, not only for our loyal fans, but for a whole new generation of children." The game will pick up after the world of Moshi has been destroyed by a Flash droid, a cute nod to the death of Adobe Flash that stole it from us. Fans who take the pledge will unlock exclusive rewards and in-game badges with the higher pledge tiers, including designing stores, new Moshlings, and even getting a citizen named after you.
But it hasn't been without some drama. The Kickstarter campaign quickly hit its funding goal within the first 24 hours, but it turned out something was a little bit off. A number of fake pledges knocked it over its £250,000, approximately $519,000 Australian dollar goal, very early, but they've since all been removed. It's still on track to hit the goal, according to the crowdfunding site KickTrack. The team posted over on Instagram a statement saying they were heartbroken but not deterred. The game is set to launch in 2027, and we'll put a link in our show notes to the Kickstarter and the statement.
That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
One of our longtime mates here at Sifter, Oscar Britton, is launching a new Digimon-like game called Nanomon. Collect your virtual pets, feed them, train them, battle them, and evolve them. If you're looking for an excellent Australian-made game and love to collect freaky little guys, check it out when it launches on PC on Wednesday 25th.
This is the big one for this week. Death Stranding 2 on the Beach is releasing this Thursday. The follow-up to Kojima's surreal walking simulator has more movie stars, more walking, and a new Australian setting. It's going to be a phenomenon for sure, so grab it on PlayStation 5 on the 26th.
Also out on the 26th is one that's sure to make you feel old. It's the System Shock 2 25th Anniversary Remaster. Back in 1999, this was a game changer for the industry. Not that I know, obviously. I'm young and hip. Grab it on PC, Switch, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series S and X this Thursday.
And lastly, the latest title in the Tamagotchi Connection series is coming out Friday, Tamagotchi Plaza. Run 15 different businesses from dentistry to tea shops, utilizing some of the Switch 2's new tech. That's coming to both the original Switch and the Switch 2 on the 27th.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomew. Thank you so much for listening.
Gianni usually gets me to read out some absolutely depraved lunacy at this point, but today he's being nice because he just wants to tell you to check out Sifter on YouTube. Search for Sifter HQ, you'll see our bright, shiny logo, and make sure you hit subscribe and notifications so you don't miss anything. We've just posted an interview with Austin Wintory, the composer of Journey, Hades 2, and Banner Saga, ahead of his performance in Melbourne at Indie Symphony 2. Find that on youtube.com/SifterHQ right now.
Sifter is produced by myself, Carl Paletto, Kat Jarn, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. Mitch Lowe is senior producer and video editor, and Gianni Di Giovanni is Sifter's executive producer and script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and thanks to Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap, Sifter's interview podcast. Austin Wintory, composer of Journey, Abzu, The Banner Saga, talks to me about Indie Symphony 2, a orchestral performance of some of your favorite video game soundtracks.
If it's a traditional orchestra, I prefer to fully embrace that and just try to have a clean break from the source material and not try to force it. I've never been crazy about wheeling out a synth player who looks through the presets on whatever keyboard to try to find a patch that sounds sort of similar. It's already kind of one step away from the traditional orchestra to have a drum kit and like amplified guitar and stuff. But that's well understood territory. And it's still very much about live performance too. So those compromises are intrinsic to it. And all the things that kind of excite you about what you're doing in the studio might then have to fly out the window when you're doing it live.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube, on our website, sifter.com.au, or wherever you like to listen.